Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Oregon put a beat down on Colorado down at Autzen Stadium on Friday night. 45-3. Wasn't even close, my man. And that was kind of what every Duck fan was hoping to see, is that you had a pass defense, especially a pass defense, that has been dreadful this year. They're not an average Pac-12 pass defense. It's just not a good defense, right? And you were able to have 20 play or 6 plays over 20 yards in that game, something that Oregon had been lacking. 10-yard plays had been one thing, but kind of getting those explosion plays, it had been a struggle for them. And they took advantage of a terrible secondary that you sat there and you said, all right, this is when you need to drop the hammer, not against a Montana or a Nevada, but against a Pac-12 team. And they did exactly that, 45-3.
Yeah, they did it on a Friday night, national TV, late kick, and they were prepared for it. They played like the better team. They gave everybody a statement and said, this is our North Conference right now. We're going to be, Oregon has come out and they have finally decided, only averaging 8 points a game, giving up on defense. That is something that you have to look at and go, I don't know if anybody would have seen that 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-mm. Or even within the last two seasons. You got rid of a great defensive coordinator. You bring in Coach Avalos from Boise State. It has been the best hire that Coach Chris Ball has done so far. No question. Because that energy that now that the defense is giving you, they're giving you ball backs in better situations. You can't score in them in the red zone. It's intimidating. And I'm telling you, from day one watching Oregon play defense, it was going to change how this program moved forward. It really was.
And I think one thing that you can look at as well with Oregon's defense is there is always this, they're good, but they haven't played any good offenses. You know, and we even mentioned this last week, like, hey, Bo Nix, he threw for 100 yards.
That game seems like it was like eons ago, doesn't it?
Right. That offense was not loaded. Nevada, nope. Montana, nope. They have not faded. And even Stanford's offense and Cal's offense, severely limited.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They got a Colorado team that had its full complement of weapons. Laviska Shenault did play. Okay. Tony Brown is the guy who came into that game with 42 receptions for 440 some yards receiving. The Colorado Buffaloes and Steven Montez went 19 of 34, 131 yards, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Mm-hmm. The Colorado has a little bit of Oregon State just at a higher level of the offense isn't the issue. It's their defense. And Oregon put the clamps down on that offense.
Yeah.
They put the clamps down, and they gave them no chance to let them feel like they were in that game. And that, to me, is way more impressive than having 8 plays of 20 yards or more, 6 of them going through the air. It was more than just having another great performance from Micah Pittman, who had 3 catches for 57 yards in his second game as a Duck. It was that defense faced a good offense, and they gave them no breathing room. And Troy Dye went down in that game, which it looks like he'll be back. But then when Javon Holland went down, you had guys stepping in. And was it Hockey that came in after that, making plays down the stretch? Or Verone McKinley making plays as well.
It was good to see also the ability to have CJ Verdell just bounce right back. You know, I guess a walking boot really doesn't matter anymore.
Hopefully that's the case with Javon Holland, who is in a walking boot.
I think the walking boot is the mysterious. It's got like this, some mysterious elixir that they put into the walking boot, and suddenly you just come right back, and that's what you're going to need. You're going to need a full complement being able to run the football. They run the pistol, and they're going to run right at you with their bob concept and right downhill in their dive. Their offensive line controlled it, just slapped him in the face, especially when he got inside the 10-yard line. I mean, what else were they going to run? They didn't need to run anything else.
I got one question about this defense that – it's hard to quantify, hard to put a finger on. What is it about a coach that can come in and just change a confidence level of defense. It's the same guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau is a new guy there. And yes, Oregon's defenders have gotten better, but Andy Avalos has them just playing more confident.
Well, first of all, it starts with Jim Leavitt and Coach Cristobal did not get along. So there was not continuity and belief in each other. That's kind of the word out of Oregon. And now maybe I'm speculating a little bit, but he's fired him. And now when you hire your own guy and then there is that belief, and I do believe that Coach Cristobal just says, this is your side. Okay, I'm not going to get in your way. I want you to coach these guys the way they do. And it is a commitment. See, it takes a mental commitment. A fan that sits there at Oregon does not want to sit there and commit to defense. They don't. They want offense. We got offense, but you gave up 3 points. Do you know how awesome that is to know that you gave up 3 points? Do you know how amazing it feels when you can stop a team and they can't score on you? It is the most physically intimidating thing in all of football. Yeah. All of it. Because your offense goes, hey, man, we got a defense, guys. They're going to give us the football back. They're not going to allow any points. 3 points. That's a Pac-12 team. Sorry. This is a different mentality now. And I clap at Coach Cristobal because he's done something that no one thought Oregon would ever do, is commit on defense and commit to be physical up front with the offensive line. And now you see the result you've been waiting for.
And now there's a showdown up in Seattle coming up this weekend. Oregon, Washington, the rivalry game everybody has had their eyes on. Now, UW did get a convincing win down in Arizona. They pulled away in the second half, and they just dominated.
Yeah,
dominated Arizona and Khalil Tate, and the defense looked like it got a little bit of their swagger back. Mm-hmm. But here's what's at stake here is that. It's amazing to think Oregon now 3-0 in Pac-12 play. A win against Washington would have them with a 3-game lead on Stanford, UW, and Cal.
Right.
Because they already have a 2-game lead and they have tiebreakers over all of those teams. Yeah. Yeah. Washington State has essentially played themselves out of the Pac-12 North race.
Well, this is going to be, I'm sorry, this is, give it to you right here. This is going to be Oregon's only challenge the rest of the year.
They got Arizona State on the road in Tempe in November.
I'm just telling you, I think this game is going to be their only challenge. They win this football game, they are not going to lose the rest of the season. This is the game that will set the rest of the season on fire for them. It's going to elevate it all. You win this football game, okay, it's Pac-12 championship or bust.
Can't wait to talk about it as this week goes on, man. Yeah. It's going to be a fun one. UW ranked 25th, back in the top 25. Oregon climbing their way up there up to 12th. In the coaches poll, 11th in the AP? Is that what they are? 11?
12 in coaches.
Oh, in both.
Or excuse me, 12 in AP. Yeah, I don't know about coaches, but I know for sure they're
still behind Auburn, who's 11th in the top 25.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.